Chazar zeichen nishu bechach es gashag mevam Yehuda mesech the tainas daf yud zayin in the Mishnah said al harishayin hu oimer mi she'ono es avram v'chulo. The Mishnah had said that the ending that mentions Eliyahu uses the word tefillah and the ending that mentions Shmuel uses the word tzi'oka. A braisa says that some switch the bracha so that the wording of tzi'oka is associated with Eliyahu and the wording of tefillah is associated with Shmuel. But in fact, regarding Shmuel, the pasuk Kitaka uses the wording of tefillah and tzi'oka, so either would be appropriate. However, regarding Eliyahu, the pasuk only uses the word of tefillah. So how can the braisa say that tzi'oka is associated with Eliyahu? And for tomorrow, the pasuk says that Eliyahu said to Hashem, "Aneini Hashem, aneini." That's considered to be tzi'oka as well. The Mishnah said, "Alas shishes huay mevechulu." In fact, the story of Yoina happened after the time of David and Shlomo. If so, why is the bracha mentioning Yoina said before the bracha of mentioning David and Shlomo? The Mishnah says we want to end with the bracha that Hashem have mercy on Eretz Yisrael, which is the one that's associated with David and Shlomo. It was said in the name of Sumchus that the last bracha we said was actually Baruch Mashpil Haramim, who humbles the haughty. The Mishnah said, "Cholish tiny so rishonis anche mishmar v'chulu." A braisa says the kahanim of the mishmar may not drink wine by day for the chance that they will be needed to step in and help the av bezin with the avoda. The kahanim of the base av may not drink wine by day or by night because they're busy with the avoda. From here, they have said, if a kohen, even in today's time, knows which base av he belongs to, he may not drink wine the entire day that he would be on duty if the base hamikdash were built, in case the base hamikdash taka built right away today. If a kohen only knows the mishmar that he belongs to, he may not drink wine that entire week because he may be on duty that week and it may be any day of that week, he doesn't know. If he knows that neither, but he does know that his family was part of a base av, so Rebbe says he should be usher to ever drink wine, but since the base hamikdash has been destroyed for so many years, Nabuch, he may drink wine. Abaye said, kahanim would drink wine after the churban, do so in a accordance with Rebbe's view. The Mishnah said, "Anche mishmar v'anche mayim minasurim l'staper v'chulu." Rabbi Rachana named Rabbi Yechanan explained, "It's also for them to take a haircut and wash their clothes during that week, so that they'll be forced to do so before that week, that they come in ready, presentable when they're coming to the Beis Hamikdash." A braisa says the king has to take a haircut every day based on the pasuk that says a king must always be seen looking at his best. Kohen Gadol has to take a haircut every Friday because that's when he's going to be introduced to the new mishmar that's coming in. We want them to see him looking his best. A regular kohen has to take every 30 days because the pasuk says the kohen may not let his hair grow long, and we learn out through Gzeir Shava from a nazir that just as a nazir's hair grows for a minimum of 30 days, the minimum time that's the minimum period of Naziris, so too a kohen may not grow his hair for more than 30 days. Papa asked, maybe the pasuk regarding a kohen means that a kohen may not let his hair grow at all. He has to take a haircut every day. Abaye answered, the pasuk said, locks of hair he should not let grow. The teaches that he could have locks of hair, which is up to 30 days, but he can't let them grow anything beyond that. In fact, Mar, why aren't kahanim today required to take haircuts every 30 days? Mar said, just like drinking wine only applies when the base of English is standing, so too is the haircut requirement. In fact, the Gemara Abaye said above that only Rebbe allows people to drink kahanim to drink wine today after the Churban. This suggests that the Rabbanan argue and don't allow them to drink wine. If so, how can they allow their hair to grow long also? Mar said, the whole concern is that the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and if they drank wine, we'll have no kahanim who could do the avoda. It doesn't apply to having long hair, because you can immediately take a haircut. In fact, Mar, why don't we say the same idea for wine, that they immediately could take a nap and remove the effects of the wine and then do the avoda? Mar says, no, because we learned that if someone drinks larger amounts of wine, sleeping actually doesn't take away the effects of the wine, and therefore it'll be a problem. That's why we don't allow them to drink wine. Ravashi said drinking wine makes a kohen's avoda puzzle, which is why they were goyzer for drinking wine today. However, long hair doesn't make the avoda puzzle, and therefore they were not goyzer. In fact, Mar Baisa learns from a pasuk in Yecheskel that compares doing the avoda with long hair to doing the avoda after drinking to teach that even doing the avoda with long hair makes the kohen chayav misa. If so, presumably it also means that the avoda of a kohen with long hair will be puzzle as well. Mar says no, the comparison only teaches regarding Chiyav Misa, does not teach regarding the psul of the Avoida. Ravina asked, before Yecheskel came along and wrote the pasuk, how do we know that such a kohen is Chiyav Misa? Ravashi said, we have the same question elsewhere, where we find that we learn something from Nevi'im Ruksuvim, and we always answer that there was a tradition to this halacha, and Yecheskel came and supported with the pasuk. The same is true over here. The Mishnah said, Kol HaKosu Megillas Tainis. Abraisa says, these are the days that one may not fast, and some of them, one may also not make a hesped. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, because Rabbanan bested the Tzedukim regarding a particular halacha of carbon tumit. Therefore, one may not even make a hesped on those days. From the 8th until Pesach, until after Pesach, one may not make a hesped because the Rabbanan bested the Baisusim regarding the halacha of when to count for the Yom Tov of Shuas. Vekmer, why does the Braisa need to say from Rosh Chodesh? It should say from the second day of the month, since Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov on its own anyway. Rav said this was done so that it makes the day before it usher as well. The day before would be Asr as well, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. But I said Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, and we don't have to make the day before Asr to strengthen it as a Yom Tov, because it's Deraisa in Tzrich and Chizik. Therefore, the day before is Mutter. These small Yom Tovim, they do need the Chizik, and therefore, by making it a small Yom Tov, make the day before become Asr as well. We see this concept in a Braisa as well.